This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been sentenced to 9 years behind bars for her role in giving an unauthorized person access to her office's election equipment. Ahead of today's sentencing, Peters said this case has harmed her life.
Yes, I'm remorseful. Yes, sir, I really am. I never expected that just doing an image, which was completely legal before and after the trusted build, would have landed me here.
But Judge Matthew Barrett had blistering words for the former election official, saying he believes she would do it all again.
You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. In your world, it's all about you.
In his remarks, the judge said Peters has undermined trust in elections and remained defiant. Peters has maintained she had a right to do what she did. Her attorneys indicated they plan to appeal. A new website for the national nonprofit KFF gives voters this election season a way to compare health information across states. It posts state snapshots with details on things like health costs, medical debt, contraception, prescription drug coverage, and insurance. Joe Hannell is with the nonprofit Colorado Health Institute.
What they're really good at is putting the states in context, and that's exactly what they do here.
Find a link at CPR.org. Warm, dry, and windy conditions forecast this weekend will bring elevated fire danger to much of the state by Saturday. From Fort Collins to Pueblo, a fire weather watch will be in effect. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.